With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Park staff are investigating a reported bear attack in a remote section of the Cabinet Mountains, south of Libby. The agency says a woman reported the incident this morning. She was taken to Kalispell Regional Medical Center by Alert Air Ambulance for undisclosed injuries. FWP reports it doesn't know the circumstances of the encounter or what type of bear was involved. The National Park Service has approved plans to rebuild a century-old Montana hiker's dormitory that was destroyed in a fire last year in Glacier National Park. Glacier Park spokeswoman Lauren Alley said today that work to reconstruct the Sperry Chalet is expected to begin in July, after officials determined this week there would be no significant environmental impact. The cost was previously estimated to be between $8 million and $12 million. Alley says a more precise estimate will be known once a construction contract is awarded. Construction is expected to take place this year and next year. Materials will be shipped by mules and horses and helicopter to the site, which is 6 miles from a road. Park officials say up to 50 flights daily will temporarily displace wildlife. One of the 6 owners of the Colstrip power plant is offering $4.5 million in transition funding to the Colstrip community in anticipation of the coal-fired plant shutting down. The Billings Gazette reports that Colstrip's mayor agreed to the funding by Washington-based Avista Corp, which is being bought out by Hydro One of Ontario, Canada, for $5.3 billion. The 2 older units of the power plant are scheduled to shut down by mid-2022. Flooding continues to be a concern for rivers and streams across western and central Montana. In Missoula, evacuation orders are still in place for 65 homes, with warnings posted for an additional 2,200 more. But National Weather Service meteorologist Marty Whitmore said on a Missoulian Facebook live stream today that contrary to earlier predictions, the Clark Fork is not expected to reach major flood stage this weekend. Temperatures will barely crack the mid-60s through Saturday.
The projections have come down for the crest this weekend, below 13 feet here on the Clark Fork above Missoula Gauge. Chances are it's even going to come down a little bit more than that.
Missoula County Commissioners signed a flood-related disaster declaration today. Emergency Management Director Adrian Beck says that declaration allows the county to apply for state aid.
Our costs to date, we estimate those to be somewhere around $250,000 as far as the county resources and or city resources that have been expended at this point by way of personnel hours and or equipment, and in addition to damage to public infrastructure.
Beck says several county roads have sustained flood-related damages, including those in the Clinton and Rock Creek areas. Lake County commissioners issued a similar disaster declaration on Monday. The Musselshell River is experiencing major flooding in Wheatland County near Chaumont. Forecasters say flooding from the Sun River will surround the small community of Sun River west of Great Falls. Warnings are also in effect for the Bitterroot River in southwestern Montana, the Yak River in the northwest, the Blackfoot River near Lincoln, and Ten Mile Creek near Helena. 2 conservation groups are suing to block a Montana logging project next to Yellowstone National Park. Native Ecosystems Council and the Alliance for the Wild Rockies filed their federal lawsuit Tuesday in Missoula. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest proposes logging and thinning nearly 9 square miles north of Hebgen Lake. The U.S. Forest Service says the project will help protect homes and infrastructure. The conservation groups say that's a prime migration corridor for Yellowstone wildlife. The U.S. Department of Justice today filed a motion to lift the gag order on the new agreement to clean up a big portion of the Butte Superfund site. That agreement could result in part of the site being removed from the Superfund list by 2024. In late January, a regional EPA administrator visited Butte and announced the agency had reached a, quote, conceptual agreement, end quote, with the state, Silver Bow County, and Atlantic Richfield Company regarding the Butte Priority Soils area. But the announcement noted that the parties involved were not allowed to release details of the new agreement because negotiations were still under a pre-existing gag order. Today's legal motion means that the EPA and Atlantic Richfield are now formally asking a federal judge to make the conceptual agreement public. There is no timeline for when the court will act on the request. Montana's Department of Justice says about 200 people have been charged under a new law making strangling a spouse, partner, or family member a felony. Last year, Montana became the 45th state to pass such a law. Previously, prosecutors charged offenders with aggravated assault, which they said created a high bar for conviction. Missoula's Big Sky High School has suspended a student for continuing to wear a Confederate flag sweatshirt after administrators requested that he stop wearing it. The Missoulian reports the students started wearing the sweatshirt every day since last week to stand up for students' freedom of speech. Big Sky High School's principal said she can't comment on matters related to specific students, but that several students have been displaying the flag over the last month. She called the flag a symbol used to express racism and oppression. The Montana Supreme Court has overturned a nearly $35 million judgment against the state in a lawsuit filed by liquor store owners. Yellowstone Public Radio's Steve Shadley reports.
The owners argued that when privatizing state liquor stores in the mid-1990s, the legislature did not fully reimburse the stores for case discounts they were required to provide bars. In 2015, a district judge ruled the law setting the reimbursement formula was unconstitutional. Last year, he ordered the state to pay almost $15 million in damages, plus additional millions in interest and attorney's fees. The state Supreme Court ruled the legislature did not intend to fully reimburse store owners for the case discounts, or the legislation would have been written that way. The reimbursement formula changed in 2016. Steve Shadley, YPR News.
A documentary on Montana's overcrowded county jails airs tonight on Montana PBS. Montana Jails, Slammed for Solutions, was produced by 9 University of Montana journalism students. Here's producer Maria Anderson.
There are 36 county jails, and we found that 14 have been overcrowded in the past 5 years at one point or another.
An overwhelming number of jail inmates are there because of drug and alcohol problems. The film takes a closer look at how the state is trying to break the pattern between addiction and jail time. Different counties take different approaches. Some rely on labor details, some use treatment courts, and others rely on lockdown treatment programs.
We look at recidivism and costs. And I'm going to say tune in because the numbers definitely surprised me, and I think they'll surprise you as well.
Anderson says the documentary also serves as a reminder that the state's jail inmates are real human beings.
They're not just these awful addicts. They are people with families and friends and stories and tragedies that make them a lot more relatable than I could have ever imagined.
Montana Jails, Slammed for Solutions, is broadcast statewide tonight at 7:30 on Montana PBS. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.